We continue Matoivu with several psukim, all of them from Tehillim. Vani Begoyv Chazdecho, which is from Tehillim, Perekei, and then Hashem Ohavti, that's Tehillim Perek Chavov. And then we end off with Anit Filosi Lucha Hashem, which is from Tehillim Samach Tes, which is referring to the acceptance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And there's one set of words here which are referring to a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Tzadihei, right before we end this Tefillah, Ani Ashtachaveh. And that, the Mefarshim explain, coincides with Tehillim Tzadihei Boyu Nishtachaveh. The only distinction is that this is sort of substituted from a Lashon Rabim, which it says is in Tehillim, to Lashon Yochid. And in fact, the Mati Moshe says that that's the way it should be said, B'Lashon Rabim, not the way we say it, but of course, the Minig Yisrael is as it says it in the Siddur, B'Lashon Yochid. So it's noteworthy that this is the only set of words that are referring to Pasuk in Tehillim in this Tefillah, and that they've been substituted and changed. But I'll tell you how baffling this is. The actual tefillah here, Vani, starting with Vani, which has 10 words in it, the Rishonim explain, it's found in the Machzor Vitri, that this is referring to the Asorah Mispalalim. So this tefillah is bringing the Cheshivas of Minyan. It ends, Vani Tfilos Yilucha Hashem Eishrotzen, again, the Minyan. The mile of Minyan. So why would we, prior to ending off, signing off this tefillah, take a pasuk which is Lashon Rabim, which would actually fit the pattern of this tefillah, and switch it to Lashon Yacht? It's almost contradicting the whole idea of the tefillah. I think the answer is with a story that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zal Gesundsein, said in one of his Shabbos HaGodol Roshos many years ago, in Ramat El-Chanan, the city where he's Rav. He said he was once walking in Geula by Zichron Yaakov, that's like a minion factory. It was an older man calling people in, using the standard phrase, at center, we need a tent. He says he walked in with a couple of people and there was no center. There were maybe three people in the room before, and with him and a couple of guys, there were six people. Anyway, the older man sensed the frustration that the people had that they were called in to be the tenth, when in fact, they were still quite shy of a minion. So the old man says, Herzu, my friends, please listen to the story. I'll tell you till we have the tzenta, till we really have ten. He said, I come from Moscow, from Russia. He says, when I was a young man, we had a little hovel in a basement where we tried to gather 10 Jews. This was under the communist rule, the brutal, brutal time period. He says, we would gather 10 people. He says, every time we had a minion, it was a miracle. It was a miracle we had a minion. It was a miracle we were able to have a minion. He says, one day we were short, and we're sitting there waiting, and we have six people, and I go out, and I see a wealthy-looking man dressed very, you know, fancy, expensive, elegantly. But I knew he was Jewish, and I said, a tent, we need a tent. So a Jew is a Jew. He was rushing to a meeting, a business meeting, but a Jew is a Jew. He said, I'm not going to stop a minion. Comes in, and he had the same look that all of you had when he looked around and he saw we're dealing with a couple of people. But he said, Abba Yehudi, Yehudi, a Yid is a Yid. He sat and he waited for close to an hour until we had a minion. He says, the end of the story was that when he rushed out, frustrated, to this meeting that he was supposed to have, he gets to the building and he sees it's on fire. What happened was, this meeting, the orchestrators, the organizers of this business meeting, were on the black list, what they used to call the black list of the Communist Party. And they came and they shot every person by the meeting and burnt the building down. He was Nitzel. This is a Zilberstein's story. He was talking about the schus of Tefillah B'Tzibur. What I took from the story is that we know there's something called a shvil, there's a channel, which means sometimes a tefillah or Yeshua comes down in the merit of the environment, of the channel that's created. It's like a pipe. that connects Oretz and Shemayim. I believe the lesson is that there's a tzinor of the tzibor. And that pipe, that connection to Shemayim, that you have when you daven with a minyan, doesn't just energize the tefillah that you're davening for with the tzibor, but it brings bracha to your personal life. It brings yeshuas to your personal life. So not only is the refa'enu that you're saying together so much more effective, but your own life you'll see bracha. This Jew, in his own life, he saw bracha. Perhaps that's why the Chachamim switched this last pasuk before we say Ani Tfilosi L'cha Hashem to Loshen Yochet, to tell us in your personal life you're going to see bracha, the schus of the tefillah of tzibur.